Please don't confuse me. Please don't. I mean, I am so easily confused at this part of the morning anyway, so
okay.
Don't
All right.
Don't start asking me questions. What is that button on? I don't know. I don't even know what that button does. So don't ask me. It is time for the entertainment news. Of course, this is Tuesday. It's 5:38 in the a.m. If you're awake right now, congratulations to you. But you need to look at yourself in the mirror and go, why?
Well, it's half the battle.
Why am I up this
early? Half the battle getting out of bed, right?
That's
3/4 of the battle is getting up. The rest of the day is easy once you get up and get moving.
I would say so, yes. I think if you're like me, I get up, but I don't jump right out of bed. I kind of sit up, stretch a little bit, you know. And
if I don't get up right away, I will...
Go back to sleep.
I will go fall back to sleep after I've turned the alarm off, and then I'm in big trouble.
Yeah. I on purposely set my alarm to where I have to get up to turn it off.
Mm.
Because if I just roll over and hit the snooze button...
Yeah.
Night-night. Who said this? Here is a pop quiz. Who said, I like to do things that people think maybe I can't do? Your choices are Anthony Weiner, Keanu Reeves, Pamela Anderson, Kerry Washington, Eli Manning, or Lady Gaga?
I would have to say Lady Gaga would be the correct answer.
You think Lady Gaga? You're close. It's Pam Anderson. Pam Anderson is getting ready to run the New York City Marathon in November. I believe she's running for the Gravity Awareness Charity.
She could give herself a black eye if she runs in the marathon there.
She says, people think I'm crazy, but you know, somehow I learned to dance, I learned to skate, and all these things that people thought I couldn't do. Now I'm running a marathon.
Think she'll finish?
No.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. That's a real marathon. That's 26 point what?
Yep.
26 point.
You got to train. You can't just go out in there and try to do it.
Oh, I don't.
Without
know.
Any training.
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
I think you're overestimating. No. Yeah. There's no way. I couldn't run down the block. All right, let's see you run. No, is there a station where I can stop and get water and food and maybe a nap? Are you one that would like to customize your voicemail? You know, like maybe have Sly Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger or maybe, Jack Black do a message for you?
I'm not going to pay big money to have a celebrity do my answering machine. No.
Well, the charity Autism Speaks is giving everybody the opportunity to have an outgoing message on your voicemail recorded by a celebrity. $300. All that money goes to the charity. The celebrities include Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston, Jack Black, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, Adam West. Now, I would have Adam West. This is Batman. Cher.
He doesn't do Batman anymore. Boom. Adam West is the voice of the mayor on Family Guy. That would be the voice he would do.
No, he would have to do Batman for me. I don't care about the modern fan.
The bad guy be over. The message is over when I say it is.
Exactly.
That'd be great.
Peter Dinklage. Of course, that message would be really small. Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill. Thanks for the work, everybody. And sportscaster Vin Scully. That all of these you can have done. The donations go to help autism awareness.
You know, that's not bad. $300 and it's going to charity. You could probably write it off your taxes and you'd have a cool answering machine.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think I would like to do that. I had a guy that did the most amazing impersonation of Al Pacino and
Well, that's the thing. You would pay money to get the original person to do it, and everybody would think it would be an impersonator. Nobody would believe it was real.
I had two voicemails, one of Christopher Walken and one of Al Pacino.
Uh-huh.
And they were so good, they were dead on. I mean, you would really have to...
It was Al Pacino as Scarface, and everybody hung up because they were afraid to leave a message?
It was Al Pacino from Sin of a Woman. You know, like, leave a message. Hoo-ah! You know, it was kind of cheesy, but it was fun. Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Jacoby Jones is in the news. Why? Did he do something amazing for the team?
He's injured.
That's right. He got injured.
He's injured, so he's not playing. So I guess this excuses it maybe a little bit.
Apparently, he got hit over the head with a liquor bottle by a stripper on a party bus.
Yeah, it was a birthday party for one of his teammates,
and
they were at various clubs. And then they got on this bus where the party continued.
They were celebrating the birthday of Bryant McKinney,
mm-hmm.
who ended up scuffling with another guy. Everybody was at practice Sunday night, and Coach John Harbaugh, he apparently chewed him out, yelled and screamed. But yeah, Jacoby Jones got hit over the head with a booze bottle.
Yeah,
a
champagne bottle. You got to give the strippers some credit, right? To take on a whole team of NFL players by hitting one over the head with a bottle.
Yeah,
her name is Sweet Pea, by the way.
Well, of course it is.
Uh huh.
And let me guess, she's working her way through nursing
you
school.
You weren't around here the year of the infamous boat cruise over in Minneapolis. They had a boat for a party that was filled with exotic dancers and alcohol, and it had all kinds of problems, and the fans found out, and there were fines, and there were suspensions, and there were...
Okay, now, I'm not condoning that behavior, all right, but this was during the off-season or during the regular season?
You know, I can't remember.
All right. If it's during the off season,
I think it must have been during the regular season.
All right. Was it during their off time? I mean, it's not.
Well,
like,
yeah, it wasn't during practice.
It wasn't like the day before a game, was it?
I don't remember. I'll have to look.
So, what's the big deal of a bunch of guys? Now, listen. Again, I do not condone this. All right, it's not what I would choose to do, but I don't see anything wrong with a bunch of guys getting together, hiring a party barge, and having some entertainment and party. If you
entertainment is karaoke, Sweet Pea and her franchise exotic dancer.
Listen, as long as there's no commingling going on, that's prostitution. But if the chicks just want to dance and you want the music and stuff, what's wrong with that? Why should there be a fine?
That when I see the final seconds wind down on the NFL on Fox, these guys are thinking, who's got the bus warmed up? That bugs me a lot.
I'm not saying it's during game time or practice, but if they're over,
how they're celebrating their victory.
I don't know, man. I do not condone it. I don't think it's the right kind of behavior. But if a bunch of guys want to get together and have a bachelor party or a birthday party, it's a free country. You it's not illegal.
Well, we know what to get Seth for his birthday now.
No, I'm
not. Let's get Sweet Pea on the phone. See what the charges are.
No.
No? Okay.
Well, you should know. Anyway, last but not least, Jeff Daniels got an enemy.
Is Sweet Pea going to run in that marathon with Pamela Anderson?
Jeff Daniels just won an Emmy.
Yes, he did for his turn as Will McAvoy in The Newsroom.
Big surprise.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad.
As a result, he came out and said in an interview about the upcoming Dumb and Dumber sequel.
Right, they're making another one.
He says one of the most disgusting and most hilarious scenes in the original Dumb and Dumber movie was him on the commode in the girl's house, right? He said that's the scene where Jim Carrey slips Jeff Daniels a powerful laxative. Jeff absolutely has explosive issues in the bathroom. To his horror, he realizes too late that the toilet does not flush. Now, that brings up all kinds of fears that guys have, all right? You're on a date and you never mind. All right, it just brings up all kinds of things.
You do have issues.
Well, Jeff says that you haven't seen anything yet.
Oh boy!
This comes from an Emmy award-winning Jeff Daniels. He said there are some things we're going to be doing in the sequel that are going to make the toilet scene look lame.
So actors can go from a highbrow to even Laurence Olivier did some lowbrow movies once in a while, didn't he?
I don't know. What do you know?
Went from Shakespeare to doing The Prince and the Showgirl with Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. All right, there it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. All the entertainment news you could possibly need.
Tonight on the History Channel, if you want quality, informative programming, please look elsewhere. Because at 6, it's American Pickers.
Wow, he sounds like a good time.
Mike, oh my God.
Followed by Mountain Men at 7.
I like to chop up a lot of the pieces, even the bones, cook all the meat off of it and can it.
Then at 8, don't miss Pawn Stars.
I bought 6 fake Rolexes in 1 week.
At 9, you'll want to see Hamster Hunters. Then at 10, set your DVR for Carney versus Rube.
Step right up and win a prize.
And finally at 11, it's Sheep Swap. Then from midnight to 12:01 a.m., a comprehensive analysis of the influence that the British monarchy has had on the modern proletariat. It all starts tonight at 6, right after Tupperware Wars, only on the History Channel, where history is now history.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.